This is a piece of Sfas Emes for Parshas Truma from Siman Tafresh Lamed Gimel, or from Yer Tafresh Lamed Gimel, excuse me. And the Sfas Emes is addressing the famous opening, pasuk, opening words of Truma, the Yikhu Li Truma. Whereas the literal grammar should have read, not that they will take, but they will donate, the Yitnu Li Truma. World famous question, a few questions that are as famous as this one. So, for the Sfas Emes, the fact that the Torah writes v'yikhu and not v'yitnu really reinforces the elephant in the room, so to speak, the question behind the beginning of the parasha. What can a human being really give Hashem? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe al-Bakol, Yado Bakol, v'yad, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, owns everything, so how could a human being donate it? Very important question. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want donations for the Mishkan that he'll live in when it's a ruse? It looks artificial that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. So the word v'yichu means something else. Very often in Tanakh, it doesn't really articulate this at fully, the Sfas Emes, but he alludes to it. The word lakachat or v'yikach refers to a human being moving his will, changing his mind, committing to a particular ideal or goal. It means a decision, essentially. Taking a decision and implementing that decision. So, for example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe to instruct Aaron to begin performing the Avodah in the Mishkan, Kach es Aaron. It doesn't mean to physically take it. It means to help Aaron make that decision, or for Moshe to make the decision with Aaron. Or most famously, another parsha that begins with the word vayikach, vayikach korach. Lakach es atzmo ledivrei shtos, Chazal say. He made a decision. It was a tragic decision. It was an embarrassing decision. But he made a decision to commit mutiny, to rebel against Moshe. Ki yikach ish isha, person marries a woman. Doesn't mean he physically holds her, as many people interpret lakacha, to take. But he means he makes a decision, in this case a bilateral decision, to take her as a wife, that they should change their status. So it's reflexive. The word latet means to take something that's palpable and to give, whereas lakachat is reflexive. Take yourself and to dedicate it to an idea and to make a change, a mental change, and to display mental commitment. So that's what he writes. Ach ki eich yuchal ha'adam basar v'adam litin davar ma'al Hashem yisbarach. Human beings can't donate anything to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ra'karatzon that is the intended meaning of the Yichuli, and of course, he's playing off of the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Dalet, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem tarasi al ta'azovu. Lekach in this context for the Sfas Emes means an opportunity for you to take yourself. It means different things according to the simple interpretation. But the Sfas Emes means I gave you an opportunity of v'yikhuli, not just in building the Beis HaMikdash, but building the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan is iconic, and it symbolizes general religious experience and general religious behavior. Now, how does a person accomplish v'yikhuli? What does that mean? Lekichas nefesh adam. There's many options. Having greater kavanah in mitzvos, greater loyalty, greater discipline. So the Sfas Emes says, Aval Adam Tzarech Leida Ki Hu Rachok Meh Mitzvah Mi'od. It's hard to imagine a person successfully fulfilling all levels of the mitzvah. A very important line. Ve'al Yidei Bitel Atzmuso El Kedushas HaMitzvah Ul Hisbonein Bezechiyazu. If you annihilate your independence, yourself, and all you care about is the mitzvah, and understanding the importance of this dedication and commitment, Asher al yedei masav magia tikunin b'chol ha'olam az ad Hashem yisbarach mamish, and that each mitzvah affects cosmic change, which maybe even most people can't understand the full dimension of the cosmic change of mitzvahs. We just see the palpable mitzvah, but you know it exists. Therefore, tzarech adam limsar nasho mi'odo b'chol mitzvah b'kavana ha'nizkar liel. So the mechanics of the Yichuli is not just commitment or change or dedication, but dedication to the point of bitol atzmuso el kedushas haMitzvah. Realizing you can't realize the impact of a mitzvah, or of course the deleterious impact of an avera, being so committed to the unseen and unknown potential of the mitzvah that you give yourself, v'yichuli, you give yourself entirely to that mitzvah. And then, of course, v'ayideze misromim ha-mitzvah ad Hashem Yisbarach. It says this twice in Tafresh Lamed Gimel. Misromim ha-mitzvah ad Hashem Yisbarach. Mitzvahs are not an all or nothing proposition. And the different grades or calibers of mitzvah are not simply a product of how they perform mechanically, how much hidur mitzvah, how many halachas you kept, but the kavana. And the kavana is greater, not by how deeper and more educated it is, but how selfless it is, recognizing the overwhelming sweep of mitzvah's cosmic influence and being committed to mitzvahs without fully understanding, but recognizing the magnitude of mitzvahs, hopefully triggering a deeper, selfless commitment. So for the Sfas Emes, v'yichuli, in the beginning of Parshas Terumah, represents mental and attitudinal commitment to mitzvahs, as expressed by denying your own independent ability to understand the mitzvah, but recognizing the cosmic importance, and then the mitzvah is lifted. The mitzvah is a higher grade, v'yichuli, then the mitzvah becomes li, directed, and it elevates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation.